Good evening. Since I became a Christian, I have honestly, not just a Christian, but a serious Christian, somebody who's not one in just in word, but also one in deed. Since I've become a serious Christian, I have seen a dramatic improvement in my life. Well, why do I say that? Well, I started bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Turn with me over real quick to Galatians chapter 5. We'll get our thought from there. Let's look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Well, those are good things, but and they all bring their own respective reciprocal things, you might say, or effects. You give, you get, and that's really a good thing. But here's one thing: against such there is no law. Having made these improvements, being able to give in these areas, I have seen such bliss. And then being able to receive these things, I have received such bliss and not been penalized for it. Now, there are other things. We can look at the fruits of the flesh, and we understand that there are negative things attached to each one of those, that for most of them there are laws against, even in this free country. So we can understand that, but you might say, now Josh, I practice these fruits of the spirits. Fruits of the Spirit. I do these things. Well, let's look at verse 24. It says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. Well, okay, you might be good and moral, but it says if you've done these things, you've crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Well, what profit is it to a person to crucify the flesh if there is no gain? Well, there is some gain to these things. Of course, you give up the works of the flesh and you gain the fruits of the spirits. But what gain is it? What true gain is it to crucify the flesh? Well, it says those that are Christ's. Well, what is it to be Christ? What gain is it to be Christ? Well, there's more. There is way more. And I'm only going to list two. There's way more to gain being Christ, having crucified the flesh, than not being Christ and crucified the flesh, or even not crucifying the flesh at all. The first is hope. Let's look at Romans chapter 5 real quick. Verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace. Oh, well, there's a third one. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We gain peace and hope. And my new third, we have promise. Turn with me back over to Galatians. Let's look at chapter 3 and verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Friends, it is not enough to live a good and moral life, putting on the fruit or bearing the fruits of the Spirit. But dear friends, you have to put on Christ. And there is great gain to be had in putting on Christ. Now, the question this evening is, I don't know everybody's position this evening in the audience. I know most of you, and y'all are good Christians. But if you're here and not a Christian, it's in your best interest to become a child of God. You have to do as we all have done. Hear the word. Believe what it's talking about the Son of God, about God Himself, and that what's found in it is truth. Confess that He is the Son of the true and living God. Repent of your sins and be baptized into Him for the remission of your sins. And then remain faithful. But if you have not remained faithful, we implore you. I implore you as someone who has faltered from time to time. Not. I don't say just little things. I mean big things. Someone who has faltered. It, again, is in your best interest to get those things right with your Lord. We pray that if we can serve you in either of these needs or in any way that we can as brothers and sisters in Christ, we ask that you come forward while we stand and while we sing.